There are more than election results to discuss. Friday night, you have a chance to hear an amazing voice inside Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. Ozarks at Large's Sophie Kidd has this report.
Dr. Moonsook Park, renowned singer, internationally acclaimed performer with over 200 performances as a soloist, and the new voice instructor at the University of Arkansas Music Department, will present her first recital this Friday at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall at 7 p.m. For this themed recital, called Ode of Flower, she recruited the equally exceptional international performer Skirmante Kezite to accompany her on the piano. The recital features flower songs in German, Spanish, French, and Korean. One of the songs, called Sanyewa, Flowers in Mountain, composed by Sunnam Kim, was performed live at the Fermin Garner Studio. Dr. Park was born in Korea, but she began her professional career performing solo concerts, chamber music, and operatic works all over Europe. She's a multifaceted individual, a characteristic that translates to her interest in avant-garde ensemble music. She's preparing another recital for December, this time in Freiburg, Germany, her second home. She talks about her childhood and music initiation.
Both parents were teachers, and my mom really wanted to make a pianist. My father, his dream was a music pastor. So that's why I started to learn piano very early age, age of four, I think so. And that's why now I have a kind of relative good skill of the piano, which is very helpful for my teaching and also my practice on. And also I grew up in a kind of a Christian church atmosphere. Yeah, just naturally, I grew up with music, basically classical music. But I honestly, until high school, the senior year, I was very interested in medical school. But my father was very against that because as a daughter, it's better with music. And then he really discouraged me to go to medical school. And also my music teacher and my father both really persuaded me to apply for the music school. During undergrad at the Seoul National University, I was not sure about my career as a singer. I'm more kind of medical area person, more therapeutic. I don't know why. I was very interested. Now my cognitive area is a voice disorder. And also my teaching in the class or individually is not that far from therapeutic training because I do a lot in mentoring as well as vocal voice disorder concerns. Before I went to Europe, I worked as a high school music teacher 2 years long, and I love to teach somehow, but I was not done yet with myself.
The reason she went to Europe was to find, as well as challenge herself, gain more confidence, and satisfy her love for literature and poetry. There, she got her graduate degrees in voice and opera from the Freiburg, Saarbrücken, and Stuttgart music conservatories.
I love the German philosophy. I read so many books, the German literature and poetry. That's why kind of my dreamland was Germany. Mm-hmm. And the very beginning of the 80s was a very hard time. Yeah, but I had a very good fortune and luck. I kind of settled down in Freiburg. Yeah, I met my husband there. He's also a Korean and composer. Now he's a professor in the composition. Born my son there. And then I really lived so long. My heart is almost my home country.
Another significant moment in her life was when she met Maestra Floriana Cavalli in Milan. There, Dr. Park worked extensively on technique and became acquainted with the tradition of the old Italian school. Now she's trying to pass on her knowledge to her University of Arkansas students.
I try to introduce and give to my Arkansas student, and they come along very well, very well. And that is a kind of big turning point. Did a lot of the new music as well, have so many great experience in the music. But still, believe it or not, I was not sure with my profession. But then I started gradually to recognize my artistry and also my vocal quality. In short, I start to gain my confidence.
During her years in the Cincinnati Conservatory, she met Skirmantė Kazytė, a Lithuanian pianist who has performed in some of the biggest venues in Europe. Professor Kazytė is a sought-after artist for chamber music and recital performances throughout the world, and currently resides in Mexico, where she is a professor of piano and chamber music at the Conservatorio de Música del Estado in Puebla.
I was born in Lithuania. I was maybe 6 when I entered the school. My mother, she's a theory professor, so we had a piano in the house and the music in the house all the time. I started to play piano by myself, little by little, and then she decided to begin a formal training. Then I went to the art school. Actually, that is a school that they take all the children when they see that they are talented. And we lived in different city, in the capital. And actually, from the age of 13, I didn't live with my parents anymore. I moved to the capital of Lithuania, which is Vilnius. And I spent wonderful time there. Because you were surrounded by teenagers, by the people who were interested in the art. And I had friends, painters, ballet dancers, and musicians. And we lived the life that I probably, it was like a tale. We didn't need to do anything because everything was given to us. The food, the where to live. So we were all about books, ideas, the music, conversation between us. I remember this time I spent 7 years, and I remember this with inspiration, with such a... I feel so lucky that I had this time in my life.
To hear more of Dr. Park and Professor Kazytė talking about their beautiful collaboration, the years of studying, their goals in life, and the poetic concept behind the theme of their upcoming recital on Friday, Visit the KUAF website and click on the extra audio story.
In general, in the literature, the flower means all the time, so metaphorically mean kind of love, passion, longing, especially kind of woman sensitivity. The reason why I chose so several languages and several different cultural background, because it's also very interesting to see or to experience a kind of a different idea, a different expression, and all about through the flowers.
The Ode of Flower recital takes place this Friday at 7 p.m. at the University of Arkansas Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall.
And if I come in the next life, if I could choose at my own, I would choose again my profession as a singer and as a teacher.
Quod tit in